What would BC be without the festivals that bring us together, the concerts that make us dance, and the cultural events that connect us to our communities? That's a question organizers of Brewery and the Beast, BATB, one of Vancouver Island's most popular food and beverage summer events, posted on their Instagram on Wednesday, February 19. These experiences aren't just entertainment, they're part of who we are, reads the post. 17 Black Events, the company behind BATB, is standing in solidarity with 24 other BC events companies fighting for the survival of the entire arts and culture community. Together with BC Live Performance Network, they wrote and signed an open letter to Premier David Eby and Spencer Chandra Herbert, Minister of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport, requesting the BC Fairs, Festivals, and Events Fund, BCFFE, be renewed to provide immediate and meaningful support to arts and cultural events across the province. Launched in 2021, the BCFFE program offered one-time grants to help events early in the COVID-19 pandemic return safely. The program once more offered financial assistance for qualified events in 2023 and 2024, such as rodeos, community celebrations, sporting events, and arts and culture events. The BCFFE fund provides up to about 20% of the total event budget, to a maximum of $250,000 per event. To qualify, the event needed to have a minimum budget of $10,000. We want to bring further awareness to the issues at hand that the sector is facing, says 17 Black Events Executive Director Scott Gurney. We're just hoping to hear from the BC government and see them follow through on what they campaigned on and what's in the minister's mandate letter, which was to look after the industry. During the NDP's 2024 re-election campaign, Eby made a commitment to provide stable, year-over-year funding for fairs, festivals and events. Gurney said they have been in contact with the government and the minister since August 2024, ramping up their communication efforts in November 2024. Herbert met with stakeholders in the event industry on January 30 to talk about the fund's future and the pressing need for a clear timeline and long-term funding. Since then, there have been no updates. We're coming towards the end of February and with still no word. The challenge it creates for us is, which direction are we going from a planning stage? Are we going to produce the event at all? Are we going to be producing it at a much more scaled-down version? He said without this knowledge, it makes it very difficult for festival event operators around the province to make those key decisions, and that can mean as much as booking the venue and paying a deposit. It can also mean passing up on a potential headlining musician because they don't know if they have the money to spend. The difference for some festivals will be, do it or close, he said. The letter emphasized how events are the foundation of cultural identity, economic vitality and social cohesion, providing a unique platform for celebrating the province's diverse talents and traditions while also allowing the community to come together in ways that reflect the fabric of British Columbia. They highlighted how jobs created by the arts and culture sector intersect with many other key industries. The same people who work at festivals and arts-focused events also work in BC's thriving film industry and sporting events, which have enormous economic impact. According to Eby, BC's arts, culture and heritage sector adds more than $8.6 billion to BC's annual GDP and employs more than 150,000 British Columbians, representing 5.4% of the province's overall labor force, the highest proportion in the country. Tens of millions of dollars a year go out the door from festivals and events to support charities, not-for-profit organizations, and if we have fewer events, there's less of that, the executive director said. There's a lot on the table here. The Coalition of Events Organizations claims that the industry will suffer if the fund is not renewed. The clock is ticking on this year's events, and festival season in BC is beginning to lose long-standing and beloved events such as the Vancouver Mural Festival and the Vancouver Island Music Festival, to name just two. Despite the uncertainty, planning for Brewery and the Beast is underway, with the event scheduled to open September 21 at Starlight Stadium in Langford. For us, we're going to be able to plan an event. We just don't know what it looks like yet, Gurney said. If funding exists, then it's going to make sure we can do the extras and that we can hire more people and that we can do something that's sustainable. The group remains optimistic while waiting to see what BC's next provincial budget will look like for the industry. The budget is expected to be released on March 4th. I believe the powers that be will recognize what an important industry we have here and that what the arts and culture industry does for British Columbia is not only an economic driver, but it matters for people's social, mental and emotional wellness, and it's difficult to put a price on that, he added.